mountain and sea adventures. And we do marine biology camps on Catalina Island, which is about 20 miles off the coast of Los Angeles. And these marine biology camps, we do everything from like a Christian point of view, Christian perspective. So we don't like teach evolution and all that, but we have kids from Arizona, from all over Southern California. We take them out and to the island and teach them from like a Christian point of view, marine biology.
What's going on with the new tattoos that you got on your leg? Am I allowed to ask questions like that? Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
They're just my way of expressing myself.
What is it? They have significance, right?
Yeah, the anchor says hold fast, which is just holding fast to what I believe, to my faith and that. And then the star is a navigation star, so just making sure that I'm navigated.
So it has something to do with your nautical theme in life.
Correct, nautical theme.
Right.
So there's a 112-foot motor vessel that's also with the company. And I'm
who,
the first
what?
Mate.
Wait, hold on, slow down. What?
112-foot motor vessel.
Okay.
So I'm not with the tall ships currently, but 112-foot, and I'm the first mate on board, so I'm like the second in command.
So you've gone up the chain of command since we last spoke.
Correct.
Okay. Is that exciting? He's like a sailor, basically. No, you are. That's what you're like. You're a sailor. Last year at church camp? I was praying for Connor, and I got this picture of the ocean currents. And I began, of course, as my standard procedure is, to weep because I knew it meant that I would have to, you know, see very little of Connor as he was made to be moving with the current and moving with the winds of the Holy Spirit all over the planet. That makes me sad, but it also makes me happy because he was smiling and going, yep, 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 that's God, that's me, that's how he made me, that's what we're doing. So tell me what you're doing this next year.
So this fall, there's a DTS. I know some of you guys know about YWAM and some of the other people in the community that have gone through YWAM. Well, DTS, which is Discipleship Training School, in the off-season, Mountain and Sea Adventures becomes a YWAM DTS base. So next month, or no, 2 months from now,
The boat is, or it's on land?
Both, the boat and on Catalina Island.
Catalina Island,
which
place where eBay won't
island,
let you ship anything to. Okay. Yeah.
So this is a YWAM ships Catalina Island, which earlier this month, it just became its own YWAM base. We'll be doing a YWAM DTS, where you get to come out and just fall deeper in love with God. And it's called Green and Wild DTS, or Green and Justice DTS. Last year was Green and Wild. This year, Green and Justice DTS. So
Wild threw people off, and you had to...
Probably,
and they're like, Wild, I'm for Wild. No, not that Wild. Stop that.
Yeah. So we teach people like how to take care of God's creation and the environment from a Christian perspective, like how we as Christians should be stepping up and taking care of the earth and not just stepping aside and letting other movements do it. But we as Christians, if you have a heart for that, it's okay to have a heart for that.
Right.
Step up and take care of the earth. And how, because God gave us the earth for us to take care of, don't just let it go away because you think the earth's going to burn in a couple thousand years.
It seems strange, doesn't it, that people who think this all happened by accident seem to have more of an appreciation for its value.
Yeah.
Often than people who believe God carefully handcrafted it and gave it to us to steward. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So we do that, and then we also partner with a ministry that's in Cambodia and take a lead at sex trafficking and the sex trade. So we do that covertly. So we don't actually go and rescue the people like right from the pimps or the brothels or stuff like that. But we go and minister to the kids that are in the slums. So we minister to them in different ways to help kind of like take it from a different point of view, like starting young and educating them young and infiltrating up the age. So
you also said there's a DTS coming up that you wanted to make sure people wanted to.
So if anyone is interested in the environment, taking care of the environment, interested in the justice movement, we have a DTS that will be beginning October 26th, so 2 months from now, on Catalina Island. You get to come out, hang out on the island for 3 months. They will be having a lecture phase. We have speakers coming in from around the country, and they'll be speaking for those 3 months, and then we'll be going on an outreach. There's 2 3-month outreaches. You can either go to Tijuana, Mexico, or you can go to Phnom Penh, Cambodia, both of which are really good. Last year, we just went 3 weeks in each. This year, we're going to try to go 3 months in two different groups going to each country.
Did you think of one story to tell me of something neat that happened?
Yes, I did. So we were at the church in Tijuana, Mexico, and Bethel, they had a group of people that was also at the church. They were staying at the church for a little bit. And there's this lady that brought her little kid over, little baby, over to the church. And she had a softball-sized tumor on her thyroid, right here on her neck. And so our team and the Bethel team prayed over her, and the tumor just completely disappeared. I don't personally have any pictures of before and after, but there was pictures before and after of this tumor just disappearing. And while we were there for those 3 weeks in Mexico, we were going to just different churches and praying over the leadership and praying over the people. We were seeing deaf ears opening up, just like crazy, crazy stuff happening the entire time we were there. But the craziest was definitely that huge tumor just completely melting away. So
where did it go?
Where it belongs.
That's a good answer. All right. Guys, can you extend a hand to Connor? Let's pray for him. God, we love Connor. We thank you for him. We ask that you would bless him. And I thank you that the winds blow and that those who are in step with you, they can raise a sail and move with you. And I thank you, God, that Connor has a heart to do that. I ask that you would continue to refine and sharpen and equip him, God, for the good works that you have prepared for him. And I thank you that he will not miss the mark as he just continues to stand back up and follow and keep saying yes. Thank you, God, that you're easy to please. You're easy to please. And you're impossible to satisfy. You just keep wanting more. And we're delighted in that. We thank you in Jesus' name. Thanks, man. Thanks for sharing.